It's always tragic when a student or someone else at your school loses their life, no matter how they lose their life. It's a time of grief and can be very difficult. I recently went through this with my school, and I'm going to share some tips with you that I hope will help you.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
A couple of years ago at my school, within 1 month, we lost the superintendent who was out riding her bike on a main road in our community. And some of the people in our community saw that happen. We lost another student to a car accident, and we lost another student to a suicide. Especially when that third one came through with the suicide. Now, the students didn't, there was no official word saying it was a suicide, but the students know those kind of things. We got the word about that in jazz band. The counselor sent us a script to read to our classes that we read. They also had the grief team there. It was a very difficult class period. I allowed the students to talk about it. Some of them knew the students who had died. Some of them did not know the student who had died. But the ones who did, they talked about it and kind of got it off their chest. Of course, the lesson plans that day just went out the window completely. I asked the students what they wanted to do, if they wanted to talk some more or if they wanted to play. And the jazz band students that day, they just wanted to play. That was their way of dealing with the grief. Let's just play some music. We didn't stop and work on anything. We just ran through some songs that we had been working on and just let them play. And in some ways, the music was some of the best music that I had heard. It's hard to think of that being that way, but it was. That's how they dealt with it. The previous summer, there had been a tragic car wreck where a mom and three of her kids died in a head-on collision on a rural highway. The dad survived. The dad wasn't in the car wreck, so he was still alive. The school brought in counselors and dogs to my orchestra class. The students had not had a chance to grieve because it had happened in the summer. Some of them got the news late. Some of them weren't sure. They were just hearing rumors. So, of course, once school started, then they all knew about that. And two of those students were in my orchestra class that had 20 students in it. So you can see how big of an impact that had on that particular orchestra class. The students had their own way of dealing with it. They dedicated the next concert to the two students who had been in orchestra. They raised money for a plaque, and all of this was completely student-led and directed. I was really proud of them with how they handled this situation. At one point, there was, I think right after the accident, there was a vigil at the band room door. There was eventually a candlelight service at the school. All of these things had admin support, but admin was told that they could not endorse any of these things. They could support it and offer the school building, not kick the students off the school property, that sort of thing. My principal was derailed because some people thought that she had organized this and we had this vigil for one student, but for another student, there was no vigil. Nothing had happened. But it was because this other one was not as well known or didn't have as many friends, or his friends didn't want to lead anything like that. So you'll have sometimes hurt feelings and wrong assumptions flying around. People's emotions are in a wreck. Try to be aware of that and address that if you have a chance to do that. I would also suggest that you continue the routine, but allow kids to process. and different kids process things differently. I told you about my jazz band. They just wanted to play. Some students want to go sit out in the hallway by themselves. Some want to talk to other students. Some don't want to talk to anybody. Some want to go see the counselor. Some don't want to see the counselor. Continue the routine as much as possible, but remember that there are going to be things that happen outside the norm. Allow the students to grieve using their own process. I know me personally, I tend to withdraw. I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to get out in the middle of nature and just kind of process some of those things on my own. Later, I will bounce it off of my friends and off of a counselor. We once had a band mom who passed away. She had had a struggle with cancer. The two sisters were pulled out of school that day, the day the mom passed away, and we thought we wouldn't see them for a week or a week and a half. The very next day at marching band practice, this student showed up. Marching band was her family, and she needed, for her process, she needed to come and be around her family and be around the people that she knew loved her. Eventually, the marching band recorded a version of Amazing Grace that was performed, that was aired at the memorial service. Also remember, it's okay to cry. It's okay to need a counselor. In fact, I would even say it's required at some point. Maybe not right away. And I'm talking about for you specifically as the director. And it's okay to let the student see you cry. They know that we all go through this grieving process like that. And finally, I'd like to say, if you are a believing person, and even if you're not, prayer is a very healing action for something like this. This is never an easy thing to deal with when a life is lost, but you will come through it and move forward to be able to have good memories of the student and not be as in deep of a grieving process.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.